Hello and welcome to episode number 22 of the Coached by Halls podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. And I've definitely been living a fun-filled life the past week or so. It's been a while since doing a podcast, purely because I've taken around 10 days actually, 10 days off for my birthday. And it's actually the first time in 6 years that I intentionally took time off when I wasn't going on holiday. So the only other time I've taken time off is if I was going on holiday, which is sad, mental, crazy. I don't know why I've done that. And after these past couple of 10 days, I'm literally going to do that more often. This episode today, it's just going to be a life catch-up, basically. I feel like I've always tried to justify my time off. So if I've ever gone away, I'd always be like, oh, you have to do it to be productive. You have to do it to increase your creativity. And even though that's true, if I want to take some time off, that's fine. If you want to take some time off, that's fine. We shouldn't feel the need to have to justify it in any way. If you want the time off, take the time off. No reason should have to be given for that. But I feel like I always have to do that, especially on social media, because I am always so present on social media. I feel like I always have to have a reason for something, and I shouldn't. So I think that's definitely a message I wanted to get to you guys there. You never have to justify your time off. Take time off as and when you need it and just switch off, relax and enjoy it. I actually deleted Instagram. I deleted my business one for the whole week and I deleted my personal one for about 5 days, and it was so refreshing. I didn't feel the need to check my phone as soon as I woke up, which I don't know why we do that. We're not going to miss out on anything for not checking our phone within the first 5 minutes of waking up. And just by not having Instagram downloaded on my phone, I didn't feel the need to do that. I wasn't pointlessly checking my phone every 2 seconds. I just put my phone away and left it. My screen time went down loads, and that's one of my favorite things on a Monday morning, checking my screen time, and if it's gone down, that's such a win for the week. So yeah, took the week off, didn't have any plans. I knew Ryan had booked things for my birthday, but I had no idea what, and I was under the impression that we were doing something the Sunday evening and then the Monday and the Tuesday, with my birthday being on the Wednesday. So I thought it had lots of little different bits planned in Liverpool, which would have been amazing, which would have been fine. But then my sister messaged me on the Thursday before saying, do you want me to give you an insight into what you're doing? I don't want you to go in blind. So that just confused me. I was like, why? What do you mean? And she sent me a screenshot of the weather, obviously covered up the place, sent me a screenshot of the weather for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and said, pack accordingly. Now, I didn't even know I was going to have to pack anyway. So I kept asking Ryan, kept bothering him, like, where are we going, what we're doing? So, no, I'm not telling you, no, I'm not telling you. And then I managed to get something out of him. So he actually told me that we were going to Wales, because he had to tell me that I had to pack. So now I was stressing, like, oh, what do I need to pack though? Dresses, jeans, walking attire. So then he told me that we were going to Wales. So I was like, right, okay, so what we're doing in Wales, what do I need to pack for? He said, just pack for all, what was the word he used? Pack for all eventualities. Is that the right word? I'm not sure there. So I was like, right, what? Jeans? Do I need a dress? Do I need walking stuff? He said, just pack for it all. I was like, right, so when do we need to pack? He's like, we'll do that on Sunday before we go. I was like, right, okay. So the more conversation we had, I sort of kept going on at him. And he said something that made me think we were going to go stargazing. So I thought we're going to Wales on Sunday evening, stargazing. And I had it in my head that we were going to walk up Mount Snowdon. on the Monday. So I was like, right, we need to go food shopping on Saturday. We need stuff for breakfast, we need stuff for lunch, we need stuff to take with us. And he's like, just roll with it, Hull, we'll be fine, don't worry about it. It's like, yeah, but we still need food, like, for our breakfast and lunch. He said, just trust the process. That's what he kept saying to me, trust the process. So that started to stress me out a little bit, because like, I don't know anything. So I don't know what to plan for, because I'm a proper planner. I like to plan in advance. So it sort of made me let go of control, because I literally had no control at all. Anyway, so we had a really good night Friday, went out Friday night, Saturday, had a few drinks Saturday, and then we were both tired. So Ryan went to bed at 9 p.m., which isn't like him, but I just thought he was really tired. So I joined him as well. And he woke me up at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. Like, come on, Hull, we need to get up, get ready, we need to go. And I looked at him, checked my phone, and I was like, Ryan, there is not a chance. We need to set off to Wales at 2 a.m. in the morning. So I just turned over and went back to sleep. He's like, no, Hull, you need to get up. I was like, we don't need to set off at 2 a.m., like, really. And he was like, no, Hull, we need to set off to the airport in an hour. Come on, let's get up. And I wish he'd videoed doing that, because I can just tell what my face looked like. I was like, what? Pardon? I literally had zero clue that we had to go to the airport. So I had to get up at 2 a.m. I had to wash my hair because I hadn't washed it the night before. My gosh, these are all first world problems, but you can probably relate. I had to pack, but I still didn't know where we were going. So I had to blindly pack, putting things, again, for all eventualities, in there. And we set off to the airport. Got there, still didn't know where we was going. And we got through security, sat down and had breakfast. And he gave me a card, which revealed that we were going to Prague for a few days, which was absolutely amazing. Prague was unreal. If you ever need like a city break, I would recommend Prague. It was really cheap when we were there as well. We didn't have to spend as much money as we did, because we didn't feel like we had to pay to do things. It's just one of those places where you can just wander around aimlessly and just enjoy the buildings and the sights. I always like to try traditional food. So I had some traditional cheese. I tried the, what's it called? Beef. It's like a beef stew. I can't remember the exact name. It was like a beef stew. And then I really wanted to try their soup that comes in a full bread roll. But the place we went to try that had sold out, which was really sad. But yeah, so we just, for 2 days, wandered around, ate loads of food, drank lots of cocktails, and it was just the best couple of days. And I appreciate Ryan so much for everything he did for me for my birthday. On my actual birthday, on the Wednesday, we just got up, had a lazy morning, got up, went for breakfast, went for a walk, came back, chilled on the sofa, and then I'd really have this craving for fish and chips. So we walked down to the docks, got fish and chips for tea. And even though it was such a simple birthday, it was just what I wanted and just what I needed. So again, super grateful for Ryan for providing that for me. And then on Saturday, my mum and my sister came over. We did a little bottomless brunch, and that was just really nice to spend time with them too as well. So I had the best week off. And then I was so ready yesterday to get back to work, get back to see my clients, catching up with everyone, and just getting straight back to it, helping people achieve their goals. See, I think the moral of that podcast is, never feel like you have to justify your time off. If you want time off, take it as and when you want it, and just do anything that makes you feel happy. And I think we get so caught up in happiness coming from these extravagant things, but happiness can literally come from your morning coffee. Happiness can come from a morning walk or an evening walk or a sunset walk. Happiness can come from brunch with your friends. Find happiness in the small things in life, and that will enable you to live a happier, more fulfilled life. Another great way to do that is practicing gratitude daily. So I have this little journal and I write 3 things I'm grateful for every single day. And obviously the past week, Ryan has been there every day, because I'm so, so grateful for him. But you know what? Even in times like that, before my birthday, I would see like videos of what boyfriends do for their girlfriends for the birthday, like all these balloons, all these fancy dinners out. And you can get caught up in that and think, oh, I want that. When you actually don't, when you actually strip it back and think about it, think about the relationship you have with your friends, with your family, with your boyfriend, with whoever it is. You don't need extravagant things to be happy. And I think it's really important to make sure you don't compare yourself to or anyone online or in person, to be fair. And I think that's why I deleted Instagram for those couple of days, because you can just get so lost in it and start comparing your life. But actually, when you strip it back and bring it back into your life and think about everything you're grateful for in your own life, that enables you to live healthier and happier. So just bearing that in mind. I've just literally waffled on for 10 minutes. That's a little catch up on life. We're going to be back to be with all the bank holidays out of the way now. We're going to be back to be more consistent with the podcasts. I just want everyone to know that enjoying your life, enjoying the food you love, having cocktails with family and friends, enjoying all these social events is all part of a healthful, happy life. Okay. And my aim as a coach is to get you enjoying these moments while still working on becoming the healthiest, happiest version of you. But the healthiest, happiest version of you has to include all these events as well. So my goal as a coach is to be able to get you to a place where you can find the balance between work, life, gym, social life, everything, and doing whatever it is that makes you happy. Because when you're happy, you work with yourself and not against yourself. When you're in a better mood, you make better choices, whether it's food, whether it's movement. So again, it's all part of a healthful, happy life. And if you are struggling with that balance, drop me a message. I'll be more than happy to help you. And like always, my DMs are always open. If you are ready for support with coaching, drop me a message. I will put all my details in the show notes. I want these podcasts to be helpful to you guys. So if you have a topic or a suggestion that you would like to hear on the podcast, I'll pop my email in the show notes. Drop me an email with any requests that you might have, and I'll be sure to do full episodes on those to help you as much as possible. Okay, love you. Bye.